from Michael Noble. Dear Maharaj, if I may humbly ask, to what level are our highest sannyasis reaching? What can an aspiring devotee hope to achieve at best? Entrance into Radha and Krishna's pastimes or perceived minor mystical type intuitions? It seems easy for someone to think, oh yes, well I feel more humble and pure now because I feel rotten although I'm acting in a pure way, and easy to think, I understand this and that about devotional principles and so on. But when it comes to the real deal, the supposedly really high levels, factually being situated in Goloka as a Manjari or whatever, is anyone there? Are you? You can give yesterday's lecture. You can ask him to listen to yesterday's lecture. There's no pole vaulting into the Rasa Leela. You have to go step by step. What level are our highest sannyasis reaching? Well, if they were on the highest level, they wouldn't say so anyway. Srila Prabhupada never said, I'm a Manjari or whatever. Again, you have to see by the symptoms. Am I there in Golok Vrindavan? No, I'm right down here. But Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Paschanti Surayo. We're looking up at the Spirit, or we're holding on to Srila Prabhupada. So, I've spoken about this several times. Even if you get the super best, highest, someone who's fainting in Gopi Bhav at any minute. Actually, if you see someone fainting in Gopi Bhav, I'd run away from them as fast as you can. But even if you do get some, but still, he's going to tell you the same thing. Rise early in the morning, chant 16 rounds minimum, study Prabhupada's books. It's going to be the same thing if he's actually your well-wisher and actually teaching you properly. So, and we've seen some devotees who, you know, they've posed themselves at least as being on the highest level, rasik and this and that. But it's not necessarily that their followers do any better than anyone else. Their followers also, they fall down, they have problems controlling the senses and this kind of thing. So, probably better for you, just like if you go to school as a five-year-old, probably better to have a teacher who's trained to teach you at that level than a professor who can't, you know, he's always talking about very high things and you can't understand it. The problem is that people often think they do understand it, but it's, as you say, minor mystical type intuitions. Follow Srila Prabhupada. If you have faith in Srila Prabhupada, follow his example. Follow the example of those who are doing that and instructing others appropriately to their level. That's, as you've asked my advice, that's it. You can take it or leave it as you like.